And if she should happen to fall on her way to Roland's obsession? Well, if there was only darkness on the other side of existence, as she had for most of her adult life believed, then nothing was lost, as long as it wasn't Todash darkness, a place filled with creeping monsters. And hey, perhaps there was an afterlife, a heaven, a reincarnation, maybe even a resurrection in the clearing at the end of the path. She liked that last idea, and had now seen enough wonders to believe it might be so. Perhaps Eddie and Jake would be waiting for her there, all bundled up and with the first down-drifting snowflakes of winter getting caught in their eyebrows, Mr. Merry and Mr. Christmas, offering her hot chocolate, Mitschlag. Hot chocolate in Central Park. What was the Dark Tower compared to that? 7. They passed through the rotunda with its doors to everywhere. They came eventually to the wide passage with the sign on the wall reading, Show Orange Pass Only, Blue Pass Not Accepted. A little way down it, in the glow of one of the still-working fluorescent lights, and near the forgotten rubber moccasin, they saw something printed on the tile wall and detoured down to read it. Roland, Susanna, we are on our way. Wish us good luck. Good luck to you. May God bless you. We will never forget you. Under the main message, they had signed their names. Fred Worthington, Danny Rostov, Ted Brodigan, and Dinky Earnshaw. Below the names were two more lines, written in another hand. Susanna thought it was Ted's, and reading them made her feel like crying. We go to seek a better world. May you find one as well. God love him, Susanna said hoarsely. May God love and keep him all.
Keep him,
said a small and rather timid voice from Roland's heel.